Several dozen employees from various Illinois state prisons carry on a dialogue with passing cars and trucks at the entrance to the Danville Correctional Center. They had hoped to meet private contractors touring the prison, but state corrections officials, in a last-minute change, brought the contractors in the night before. The demonstrators are members of AFSCME, the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Workers. They hold signs criticizing Governor George Ryan and his call for privatizing prison food and commissary services. Jerry Wright stands in the rain with the picketing workers. He's an AFSCME staff representative.
You know, the governor ran a political campaign 3 years ago saying that he would not privatize. And now, one of the first things he wants to do when he's facing the budget cut is privatize prison work. And he says he can save some money. We doubt that he will. He's going to jeopardize the security of this prison, the people that work in this prison, and this community.
AFSCME argues that handing food and commissary services to private firms will bring in low-paid, inexperienced workers in jobs that put them in direct contact with prison inmates. They'll be supervising inmates who have access to kitchen utensils, which could be smuggled out and used as weapons. Food service supervisor David Laker says he's been working at the Danville prison for 16 years. He says his replacement under privatization wouldn't have his experience in judging inmate behavior.
Just the other night, an inmate who hardly ever talks to me decides to hold up a conversation while we are trying to prepare a meal that is, how shall I say, stealable? And of course, you know something's up when you have somebody who doesn't bother to talk to you and all of a sudden decides now's the time. You know there's something going on.
Besides the security problems, AFSCME claims the privatization would be illegal. They've filed a lawsuit citing a state law that blocks privatizing correctional facilities except for ancillary services not directly related to prison operations. The law names certain prison operations as examples of ancillary services, but food and commissary services are not mentioned. State Department of Corrections spokesman Sergio Molina says private contractors already run food services at adult transitional centers and at the maximum security prison at Joliet. He says the practice is legal and not a security risk.
We have not experienced any more issues at Joliet than we would at any facility with any staff, whether it be a contractual staff or state employees. You know, just because it's been a contractual service providing the food delivery there, we have not experienced any unusual circumstances because of that.
That argument doesn't convince Danny Adams, president of AFSCME Local 2052, representing corrections employees at Danville, Paris, and Urbana.
They're not coming out and just telling the whole truth there. Joliet was privatized before the prison privatization moratorium act come out. I've talked to some people up there, and they have a high turnover in their help, and they have problems with them taking the contraband in and everything else. A lot of them get fired.
Opposition to the privatization move has sprung up in the General Assembly. A bill introduced in the House would allow privatization only in new prisons built in 2004 or later. Most of its sponsors and co-sponsors have state prisons in their districts, or they will if they win the redistricted seats they're seeking in this year's election. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News,